This audio was recorded using an unregistered version of Wiretap Pro.
Now, if we're lucky and the skies are clear tomorrow night, and Darren Bett was giving us some hope of that earlier, though, you know, he changes his mind every day, but there we go, with a new moon to boot, we should get a grandstand
this
view
audio
of
was
the
recorded
spectacular
using an unregistered version
meteor
of Wiretap
shower. It comes along every year, but the coincidence of the new moon and the skies are darker at that time of the month means that the sight could be quite brilliant. Dr. Daniel Mortlock, astrophysicist at the Imperial College London, is with us.
This audio was recorded using an unregistered version.
Oh, well, that's simply because the moon is approximately between the sun and the Earth, and so we only see the dark side of the moon at that time of the month.
So it means the sky is better for watching a meteor shower.
That's right. There's
no cloud,
no light reflecting off the moon that we see.
Tell us about this shower, which comes along every year, doesn't it, in one form or another?
That's right. So what this is that there's a comet called Swift-Tuttle that made a close pass by the Sun in 1992. And due to the gravitational force of the Sun pulling on the comet, it gets pulled apart by tidal forces. And the debris of that remains along the path that the comet took. So once a year we pass through that debris stream and we get this meteor shower.
And if the conditions are right and a new moon makes it better, it can be quite spectacular.
Absolutely. You can get, I mean, it's very hard to predict in detail, but you can get up to 100 shooting stars or meteors
this
an hour.
This audio was recorded
and, you know,
using an
more than 1 minute,
version
which means that you spend half an hour out there and you really get quite a show.
Where in the sky will it be?
So it's in the constellation Perseus, which is...
Hence its name.
Hence its name, yeah. That's why it's the Perseid meteor shower, which is a northern constellation. In fact, it's almost as far
this
north
audio
as London
was
is.
Recorded using an unregistered
so, but
version
from anywhere in the UK. So, you know, as long as you get a cloud-free night, which we didn't really get last night.
Well,
London.
We didn't. And it's been pretty murky, certainly in the London area in the last couple of days. People usually say on these occasions, and I don't know whether it's true enough,
this audio
the farther north you are,
using
the better,
an unregistered
in the UK,
version
the better the view you'll get. Is that because the skies are less cluttered with light pollution?
That's the main difference there, yeah. That's simply that you get more open areas without the light of millions of people.
So if it's clear in Shetland, it'll be wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. But even going out into a park in London, it'll
this
still be
audio
quite a
was recorded using an unregistered version of Wiretap Pro.
All the time.
All the time, from tomorrow evening.
Yep.
But I mean, it's happening all week, isn't it? I mean, but tomorrow's the peak moment, and the new moon will help.
Yes, and the new moons, of course, it's new enough all week for this to be a spectacular sight. So if we get a clear
this
sky tonight or tomorrow night, then go outside
an
and you should see something really spectacular.
Well, I think judging by the forecast, tonight's going to be a bit murky, but tomorrow it's going to be clear, and we'll update that with Darren when he comes in half an hour. That's the Perseid meteor shower with us all week, but doing a spectacular show, we hope, tomorrow night.
This audio
thanks
was recorded using an unregistered...